Thanks.
Hello.
Hello, is this Chrissy?
It is.
Hey, Chrissy, this is Charlie. How's it going?
Hey, Charlie. All right. I feel like I'm about to mess up your day, but I don't want to move forward. I just looked up your company on Better Business Bureau, and I'm not impressed. And
okay.
I feel like I was distracted and not able to make a sound decision earlier.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to shy away from it. I mean, we do have some bad reviews on there. We also have a lot of good reviews on Google with over 900 reviews. We're a big company. I can't speak for everybody. You know, everybody has different experiences, and I can't speak for any of the reps here as well. That's why when I was talking to you, I wanted to set the proper expectations of, you know, that 30 to 45 days. A lot of people will have the assumption that, hey, it's like instant. And that's why I always like to set the proper expectations. Everything that you see from a review, though, we have reached out to that customer, okay?
Yeah, I saw you guys did that. But the problem is we are so small and so new that even $500 or what for 2 months or whatever it would be, it's actually more than that. That's a big expense for us.
For sure.
And
for sure.
So I can't, in good consciousness, move forward with it with knowing what I know now.
Okay.
And
what is that?
Just like that the reviews from the Better Business Bureau and the fact that I said multiple times on the call that I wanted the stuff sent in the email and that I was driving and, you know, I just feel like I got a little pushed into it and now I don't appreciate it. And it feels like this is the sales tactic and that's what was listed on the complaints as well. So I just don't feel like this is a good fit for me in our company.
I'm just trying to help you. That's all I'm trying to do. So, for me, I'm just making sure that we could help you do what you wanted to do, right? And that's why I'm just letting you know with bad reviews, there are people that have them, and then there's, I mean, there's no perfect company out there. We've been in business for 20 years. Disneyland has bad reviews, right? But for us, like I was trying to say before, is with the people that we have bad reviews with, we've always reached out to them and we've always made it right. Not only with them, but we've always made it right so that way with the customers that come like yourself on board with us, we have already fixed those issues. So that way, like yourself, right? I mentioned my dad. He's a small business owner as well.
Okay, what's your dad's website?
My dad's website, he actually has a private dog park that he runs.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I should be able to Google it and find it.
Yeah, look,
right?
Google it. Sammy Safe House.
What is it called?
Sammy Safe Spot.
Sammy's
Safe Spot. Yeah, Sammy. S-A-M-M-Y, I think it is. I believe.
Dog Park in Pierce County, Washington.
That's it. Yeah. So, I mean, he has this as well. Like I told you, it's a process, and that's why I wanted to set the proper expectations for you from the get-go, because I know that it's not going to be like tomorrow. We have to make sure that we populate everything, and that's why I wanted to make sure that you knew it was 30 to 45 days. Now, we have done it faster, but at the same time, too, I just want to let you know that this is something that will make you money. Now, I can't speak for everybody and what they went through here, or I don't even know when that review that you read or anything like that, who they talked to. I could just say like how I do. I could just say how I do things here. So, I mean, we have that onboarding call with my tech team. They are going to go with you over everything and get you populating on that first page just like you want. And we would be able to retarget. You guys are already having success, which is good. These aren't for dying businesses. A lot of times businesses that are really kind of fallen apart. They try to throw marketing at it when really they have a lot of internal issues that it doesn't help them at all, right? For you, mm-hmm. when we call you, you're very professional. There's a lot of people that call other companies and they just answer the phone like, hello. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it all plays in together, right? And that's why we're working with you as a partnership into getting you the quality that you guys are looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, what I would say and to suggest, and this is just only just helping you because, like I said, my dad's a small business. I understand that it is capital and cash flow, and we want to make sure that we help you. It's mm-hmm. not a contract. I would say stick it out for 2 months. Watch us help you. And then from there, you're able to really see like how we're able to get you guys business and you're able to track everything. That's why we have that tracking system for you.
What about this review that says that someone's website was deleted and 8 years of hard work that was like gone?
Yeah, so we're not touching your websites or anything like that. We're not building you one. Again, proper expectations, right? So for mm-hmm. any company that builds you a website, they have the rights to that website. So any marketing company. The only thing that you probably could get back is the domain name, and they don't give away the content. So that person probably wasn't told the right expectations of how the website is if they were to cancel the service. Now, we offer hosting for that as well, so then that way they can still have their website live and we can still manage it. But when people are like, oh, give me my website, it's on a platform. There's no way to transfer those platforms or those websites to different platforms. It doesn't integrate properly. So that's mm-hmm. why, again, setting the right expectations, right?
So since mine is already on their own host or platform, I wouldn't have that.
100%. Yeah, 100%. That's why we're not building you one, because I asked you, I said, oh, you have a website. And you said, yes, you build it. So there's really no need. The only need is to populate your Google Business profile to that first page with the website on there. Now, again, you're just adding us as a partner here to work with you on this. So if you ever did, let's just say for some reason you guys wanted to cancel or pause the service at any point in time, we don't take any of your Google Business profiles. We don't hold those hostages or anything like that. And that's why I read in the verification process, it's a 3-day before you want to do any of those things. That way there's no confusion, but at the same time too, you have everything. We don't keep those things. That's not who we are. So if there's stuff like that, that's from a while ago. And like I said, we make those changes so that way if a customer does want to part ways, we make sure to give all that stuff to them, even if we create it. Obviously the website's different because it's on a different platform, but with Facebook and Google, it's really just here you guys go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And too, like I said, Chrissy, I mean, you have my email address on there. If you ever have any, you know, questions, discrepancies or anything like that or a problem, you could always reach out to me as well. You will have an account manager that you can reach out to, the specialists that do the Facebook and the Google marketing for you. But if you ever need something to be done like right away, or you guys want to run a promotion and for some reason you just can't get a hold of them, reach out to me and I can put it to the forefront and like send it to the higher ups and say, hey, she's trying to get X, Y, and Z done. What's going on? And your stuff gets pushed to the top. I do that with my customers here. Actually, all of them. I don't really have them reach out to me much because we're really good with that. But there's a couple times, like we're a big company, where they're like,
you know, Charlie, I just don't want to move forward and I want a refund.
Okay, not a problem. So what I'll do then is I'll let my finance team reach out to you for that, and then they'll get a hold of you, and then they'll go ahead and do everything, okay?
I need like some kind of confirmation.
Sure. Yeah. We're gonna put it in writing, and I'll reach out. Like I said, I'm gonna talk to my finance team right now, and then they'll be able to do that. Okay.
All right. So I'll hear from somebody soon.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. Thank you, Charlie.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.